Okay, 1027.
Conduct a pilot project to amend administrative procedures in order to increase time for public review of City Council public meeting agendas.
Commissioner Ritz.
Thank you, Mayor. I am super excited to be bringing this resolution in partnership with the City Auditor and the Council Clerk staff. We are proposing to change the deadline for when Council offices must submit the items for the following week's agenda to the Council Clerk. And I won't go into all of the details of how that works because we'll be visiting with the Bureau Directors at their next meeting. I have had some communication to make sure that that's clear. But the net result for citizens and for city council offices and everybody else is that the council agenda will be published on Thursday afternoons instead of Friday afternoons, which will give a whole extra business day, but also the weekend for citizens and staff to be able to look into the items on the council agenda. So I'm very, very excited about this, very grateful to the council clerk and to the auditor's office for working with my staff and also Rachel Wiggins, Mayor Hales, and your staff for putting a lot of effort into this. Celia Heron in the Office of Management and Finance and Tony Anderson have also been hugely helpful. And there are other internal processes for improving how we get things on the agenda, how we manage the agenda, that I am very hopeful will be results in better public process, more transparency, and an increased opportunity for us all to know what's going on in advance and ask our questions in advance. Did Sarah Lundis, does anybody from the auditor's office want to say anything?
Okay.
Sarah Lundis and the deputy city auditor has been extremely helpful also. And like I said, I've been hoping to do this for almost 7 years. And it's very exciting. And I appreciate each of my colleagues for expressing a willingness to at least try it for 6 months. This will go into effect. The first filing deadline to be on a Monday will be October 26th. So starting in November, the council agenda will be published on Thursdays. The other piece of this is that things that are heard on Thursday afternoons cannot have a second reading the following week. So if each of us are thinking of scheduling things on a Thursday afternoon, we should know that either it's something that's going to get voted on that day or it's something that would have to wait for almost 2 weeks to come back to council.
Good. Thank you. Questions for staff? Anyone want to speak on this item? Come on up.
Could you just explain that last point? I'm not absorbing it. So
because the council clerk will be in the council chambers on Thursday afternoons and we won't necessarily have finished whatever we're talking about on Thursday afternoon, we won't know whether it's going to need a second reading or a second hearing until after the council agenda is published. So anything that's heard on Thursday afternoon either has to be voted, something that's voted on right then, or something that can go over for 2 weeks rather than for 1 week.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. I myself do not approve of the amendment. I do not want any changes made on any public communication. I have a few issues. I feel we have ample time to review. I don't think there needs to be any changes. One of the concerns I do have on public communication is that for the public, when they communicate, we should not have certain items that have been already pre-approved by either committees or the council without hearing the public statements. And why I say that, if I might explain, is that we have had items on these agendas that I have come up and communicated on, stated my facts against it, and within an hour I go out and I read a publication that it's already been approved. There is no way that you can do that from the media, from you approving it to the media to have it outside that it's already been approved. These discussions that we have, the public has a right to come out and communicate. That's why public communication is necessary, to allow the public to make their statements and not have it already negotiated with the media to where they have it in their publications. When I walk out of this room, it's already been approved. I don't like that. The whole point of public communication is to have the public to be able to come in here and say, hey, this is what I believe. I don't want you to approve it. I'm speaking against it. I hope you're listening to me, because it is public communication and I am the public. And why is it already pre-approved to where the media has it in their print that you've already agreed to it? So I want to have an auditor take a look at that and understand that the media should not have access on the final approval before public communication, and public has a right to state their opinion. Because my understanding, the public has a right to be here by state law, if I am correct, by state law to communicate to the council chambers on what I believe on these type of communications. And I would like that to be looked into further. But can you actually deny me to come in and communicate as the public on these issues? And that's what I want to have an understanding, because if you say that public communication is not necessary, then let's not have it. Because I feel it's not necessary if we don't have the right to state our opinions and already have the media have it in their publication. It's been pre-approved earlier, and what I have to say has no bearing. And why I say that, I can look at certain issues in here that I will speak on and I will disagree with, and within an hour I can go out and look in the publication and they'll already say it was approved. Now, how can the media get access that fast and have it in their publication?
Well, I think we might be talking past each other a little bit here, Lightning. I mean, the purpose of this innovation, if I can use that word again, is to give people more time to
right.
know what's on our calendar.
The public, the public.
The public,
yes.
And also council colleagues.
And council.
So that we
okay.
we're not, no one's trying to surprise our colleagues, but
right.
the time window is short enough
sure.
that an ordinance can get filed and everybody else sees it only days before it's brought to the public hearing. So I like this idea. I think it's worth a try, and that's why it is an innovation and why we are going to do it as a pilot project first. But the idea of giving everyone more time to see what's on our docket doesn't change the necessity to make sure the process has integrity and we don't decide things, you know, before that. I get your point about that.
My point is you're asking for an additional day to do research, if I am correct. One day is what you're asking for.
That's the effect of this.
That's the effect of this. That is correct. My position is if the public, when they communicate, has no bearing to your vote, if it's already been pre-approved and the media has already been notified.
Yeah, that's a different, I don't think we have that problem, but that's a different problem.
Oh, no, there is that.
I'd be interested to know the specific example. Sometimes what happens is that we send out a draft press release that's embargoed until
yes.
after the vote. So if it turns out that something comes up, and there's been numerous occasions when you've been here where public testimony has changed the outcome. So if I'd be very interested maybe after the hearing to hear from you what was the specific time that you went out and it was in print.
The only time it has changed is when we push it over for another week. But I'm saying there are instances that have been pre-approved where public has come up here and communicated, and I will walk out an hour later and it's in media that it was already approved.
I'd be very interested to know what specific instances, because
my vote is
not pre-approved.
I can bring up numerous instances, and I will do that.
Yeah, why don't you follow
because I follow time. That immediately when I walk from the council chambers right to the media what's been printed.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, commissioners. The first thing I'd like to note is, the absence of Joe Walsh, but he's watching from home. And I'm sure he would also be glad that this item number 1027 is not starred as an emergency. Yay. I think this is a generally good innovation that does give the public another day at home to prepare and research and to communicate, to talk about testifying, so we can try and influence you to vote in the way that we think is in the best interest of the city. I do think that when we talk about public engagement and awareness, it's important to go and look back at page one and note that today only 4 of the 5 slots for public communication got used. In the past few weeks, y'all have talked some great partnership work with Deborah Cafori, Chair of the County Commission and the County Commission. And I hope that you will also, as you review this innovation that Ms. Fritz has brought forward, that you'll also look to making your public comment procedure at the beginning more open, maybe with a standby list, the way that it's done at the county commission, so that you can have better engagement with your constituents. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. This is a resolution, not an ordinance, so we do vote on it today. So let's take a roll call.
Novick?
Commissioner, my staff and I very much appreciate this change. Our practice is when the agenda comes out on Friday afternoon to review it to see if there's something we didn't know enough about and see if we have any questions. And the problem is that it being Friday afternoon, often the people with answers to the questions aren't available. So we spend the weekend sometimes kind of freaking out, wondering if we'll get the answers to those questions. So having that extra day to be able to call the relevant people on Friday and clarify issues is going to be extremely helpful to your colleagues as well as to the public. So thank you. Aye.
Thank you for your support, and thank you very much to the auditor and your staff for working with us on this. I know it's a big challenge. It's a change to the way we've been doing things, and I hope that it does work out, and certainly let me know. Ongoing, our plan is to return with a report to council after 6 months to say and gather input from you and the public as to whether it has been helpful. And so I'm very excited about that. The hope also is that the city budget's office financial impact statement can also come out a day early. So instead of Tuesday, we would get that on Monday, which I will find very helpful. We'll also have the opportunity to talk with each other one-on-one on Mondays with any proposed amendments, rather than, as you say, Commissioner, I often can only have found out the information I need to know whether I want to propose an amendment to put on the table by Tuesday. So we didn't write that into the resolution, but the hope is that if we can continue to work as hard on Fridays and Mondays as we currently do on Mondays and Tuesdays, that we might be able to get more input from citizens earlier and therefore be ready with any amendments that either council offices or citizens propose so that we can just improve the process. And so I very much appreciate everybody's willingness to give it a try. Aye. Oh, by the way, I do also need to thank Jasmine Wadsworth on my staff, who is coordinator of my council agenda binder, and my two chiefs of staff, Tom Bazo and Tim Crail, who are extremely diligent. We believe that this is the most city council hearings are the most important things that I do as an elected official, as Lightning said, to listen to the public, to make sure that we are taking appropriate public input. And so our office, and I know each of yours, puts a lot of effort into finding out about the items, and so I greatly appreciate my staff. Aye.
Councilman.
Well, this sounds like a great experiment. Glad to indulge your 7-year quest, Commissioner Fritz. Let's see if this will improve how we do our business. Aye.
Hales.
I'm going to steal Commissioner Novick's role and quote a song lyric from Sheryl Crow, which is that change would do us good. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Aye. And we're recessed till 2 p.m. because item 1028 has been rescheduled to 2 p.m. Thank you.
Yay.